Welcome back in, everyone, to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We have a wonderful, wonderful show and an incredible guest joining us to talk about it today. Today, we're joined by Justin Matthew Sargent, who's the actor playing the role of Matt in A Sign of the Times. It's playing now through June 2nd at New World Stages, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting telecharge.com. This is a fantastic show for anybody who's a fan of the 60s, of the music from then, the dancing, the color, just everything. It was a fabulous show that we got to take in over the weekend. So we can't wait to learn more and dive more into this. And the perfect person for that is our guest. So let's go ahead and welcome Justin. Welcome to Whisper in the Wings and Stage Whisper.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. The man, the myth, the legend who's playing the role of Matt in this show. Why don't we start by having you tell us a little bit about what A Sign of the Times is about?
Yeah, sure. So A Sign of the Times is kind of a love note to the 1960s, you know, specifically through the eyes of our main character, Cindy. And, you know, most of the music in the show is kind of that Petula Clark, you know, genre, right? Where it's not necessarily the Beatles and the Stones and you know, Creedence. It's a little bit more pop and you know, female centric, which is, the music is really made to reflect the variance of this young woman who, you know, moves away from her small town and kind of gets swept away by the big city, by New York City, and all that's happening there in this time of change and growth in our country. You know, there's the women's liberation, there's the civil rights movement, there's the Vietnam War protests, there's so much going on. And so it's really a show that kind of has a broad look at the decade, but tries to focus it through the literal lens of this photographer named Cindy.
That is a fantastic synopsis. And it really is just such a riveting story with all the many issues and ideas that it's covering. I think you mentioned that perfectly. And the music, definitely, it reminded me of like those pop variety shows you'd see on TV, especially with that choreography that was happening. I was like, oh, this is the fun stuff. This is the, I don't know, the quintessential 60s that we think about. So it's so wonderful. So I'm curious to know, how is it that you came upon this show?
Well, since you mentioned the choreography, first off, I just have to, you know, give a huge shout out to Joanne Hunter, our incredible choreographer. She's just the best. And I had been working with Joanne on a show called Super You, which is in development right now. And, you know, I believe they're opening on the West End possibly this year, which is very exciting. And so we've been working on that show since, gosh, 2018. And she's the director and choreographer of Super You. And then we worked together on another, you know, kind of workshop of a new show called Tambourine in the summer of last year. And while we were doing that, she said, hey, listen, I've been working on this show called A Sign of the Times for, you know, it's been kicking around for about a decade now in different versions. And, you know, we're getting ready to do this reading in the fall and possibly a production, you know, early next year. And there's one character in the show that has kind of been in flux. Like, we don't really know. You know, we've played with a lot of different versions of things, and I think you'd be a really great fit to kind of bring, you know, some humor and also some real grounded, like, experience to this person who starts off, you know, as a kind of a simple-minded small town boy, goes through the Vietnam War, comes back as somebody who has, you know, been through it. And so I said, okay, sure. And so I did this reading in the fall of last year and, you know, tried some new things and I guess maybe, you know, got them to see the character in a different light. And I think they really enjoyed that. And so here we are now doing the full production at New World Stages.
Yes, that is amazing. So you've kind of already touched on my next question, but I'm curious to know, what has it been like developing the piece, particularly this current production?
So one of my favorite things that I get to do in this business is develop new works and, you know, get to really figure out the show before it gets in front of an audience. It is the ultimate creative process for me. And, you know, of course, when you're doing a reading, you're typically reading the script on a music stand in front of, you know, a bunch of investors and producers and people that have all kinds of input. And then when it's time to start rehearsals, you kind of take all that input and you try things and you try on things and you kind of form the feeling and the idea of the show around the actors that are now playing these roles. And I think that it's a testament to the collaboration, the collaborative nature of this creative team that, you know, they really allowed all of us to play and to try things. And, you know, they allowed us to fail and they allowed us to succeed. They, you know, they really, really let us have a lot of creative control, and some things they kept, some things they didn't. But at the end of the day, I think that what we were able to whittle out of this, you know, this piece of wood is this really fun, you know, like I said, love note to the 60s.
That is fabulous. Again, snowballing off of all of this, you know, is there a message or a thought you hope that audiences will take away from the show?
Yes, absolutely. I think that the main message of the show, at least as I perceive it, you may get a different answer from everybody you speak to, but I think the main message for me would be to get out of your bubble, whatever that bubble is. Get out of your bubble, go out, experience the world. For better or for worse, you will grow because of it.
Yes. I love that. My final question for this first part is, who do you hope have access to A Sign of the Times?
Well, everybody. Everyone. I mean, I think that what's really great about New World Stages and especially works off Broadway is that, you know, you're not going to be paying Broadway prices for these shows, and you can still have amazing performances and amazing stories and see great theater and not, you know, need to save up for an entire year for it. So students, the 55 and older crowd, I mean literally everybody. The show speaks to everybody. And so I think that the access, because of where we are running, is very special.
On the second part of our interviews, we love to let our listeners get to know our guests a little bit better. You pull the curtain back, if you will. And I want to start by asking you, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites?
Yeah, absolutely. So my biggest inspirations as far as the industry, you know, growing up was I, you know, I'm almost 40, and so, you know, growing up was like the height of the big romantic Broadway shows. You know, you had Les Mis and Phantom and Jekyll and Hyde and, you know, all of these like really grandiose sweeping musicals that had a lot of, you know, really big moments. And, you know, so I grew up, you know, kind of idolizing and forming my, you know, style based on people who were doing those shows. So like Robert Cuccioli from Jekyll and Hyde, you know, like that voice and that performance was something that I, you know, tried to imitate or personalize for myself. And then, you know, flash forward 20 years later, and Bob and I are very close. We're very good friends. I love that man dearly, and he, you know, it's just kind of insane to me that relationship ever happened. You know what I mean? So being inspired by people that you end up working with and end up getting to be colleagues with and then friends with, and you know, is a very, very special thing that is very unique to this industry, I think. You know, I also kind of have this niche in this industry where I'm the rock guy, you know, like, so A Sign of the Times is, you know, kind of one of the, I think probably the most musical theatery show that I really get to do. Most of the shows that I do are much more rock heavy, you know. And so big inspirations for me were Tommy. I mean, Tommy, The Who is my favorite band of all time. And so, you know, growing up listening to Zeppelin and and you know, Pink Floyd and The Who and Queen. My dad, you know, was a big Who fan. He basically said, "Hey, what? Check this out. This movie, this Tommy movie, right?" And so watching that, and that's when I realized that, oh my God, you can tell stories through music. And that's, you know, kind of that was my introduction to musical theater, was through rock music. And so that always has like a special place in my heart. And that's kind of, I think, how I cultivated my style in this industry was through that initial introduction.
What a fabulous list of inspirations. I absolutely adore all that. Let me ask you now. I mean, you've got your hand in so many pies, it sounds like. You've had a wonderful, wonderful career in the theater. What is your favorite part about working in the theater?
Oh, the relationships, hands down. It is a work environment unlike any other. You know, I absolutely love the dynamic backstage as much as I love it on stage. I have so much fun working in the theater. I just it's just joy. You know, it's just joy. I won't say everybody there all the time, and I'm not speaking about my show specifically right now, but everybody in the theater is always happy to be there. You know, some people see it as work, but I find the vast majority of people who are in this industry love so much what they do that they suffer through the impossible job it is to be an actor in it, especially in theater. And so when they do get to perform on stage, when they do get to be in a show, that's where they're happy and that's where they're happiest. And so to be in that environment all the time just makes me so happy, and I love it.
Love that answer. That's such a wonderful answer. And it leads to my favorite question to ask guests, which is, what is your favorite theater memory?
My favorite theater memory, I think I have to say was my parents were and are extremely supportive, always have been, always had been. You know, I did a lot of community theater when I was in high school, and they made sure that I was able to do it. You know, like they, if I need, you know, they were amazing supports. And so when I got to do Spider-Man, at the end of the show, you know, I take my mask off and I kiss MJ goodbye, and then I fly around the theater, and on the mezzanine level, there's a platform that I land on right in front of two people that are, you know, two seats, you know, and two audience members. And I specifically had my parents sit in those two seats. And I mean, they probably could guess there's a giant platform right in front of them, you know, but one of the last parts of the show is, you know, this final flight around the theater. And when I landed right in front of my parents, you know, as Peter Parker, I'm getting emotional just kind of thinking about it right now. But like, that was a very special and kind of, you know, full circle moment for me. Just like, you know, hey, thank you guys, you know.
Oh my God, that's amazing. What an incredible memory. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. Well, do you have any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Ooh, well, first of all, yes, go check out Super U, the musical. There's a lot of demos online. The website's really cool. They do a lot of fan interaction, especially on TikTok. They're really, really big on TikTok. It's such a great show. It's all about, you know, female empowerment and just like finding your own inner superhero. It's really, really good. The music is incredible. And Kennedy Coghill, who plays the main character, she just sings the crap out of this material. Go check it out, because when it comes out, it's gonna be huge. I don't think I can talk about my next project. I will say that it is a dream role. It is, as much as I have a princess track right now in A Sign of the Times, this next job is the most princess track of any princess track, and I cannot wait to share what that might be, but I am not allowed to. So I will have to wait. But oh gosh, let's see. What else is coming down the pipeline that you could possibly, like, you could plug? I have my own Queen show that I do, that I you know, kind of do all over the country. I'm doing it in Orlando. If any of your listeners happen to be in Orlando, May 25th through the 27th, I'll be there doing my Queen show. It's a lot of fun. Come check that out. And otherwise, follow me on Instagram at Justin M. Sargent.
Amazing. So we've got some great things that we need to keep tabs on you for. And you've already kind of jumped the gun on my final question, which is great. And that is, if our listeners want more information about A Sign of the Times or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so? Now, you did mention your Instagram, Justin M. Sargent. Any other ways people can get in touch or find out more information?
Yes, go to asignofthetimesmusical.com. You can also find us on Instagram at asignofthetimesmusical on Instagram. And yeah, that's pretty much the only social media that I really use. Please, please give me a follow and give me a message.
Amazing. Well, Justin, thank you so much for stopping by, sharing your wonderful insight, sharing this wonderful show. We thoroughly enjoyed it. It was such a great evening out, and you were fantastic in it, breaking our heart and then picking us up again. But thank you so much, so much for your time today.
Of course, thank you.
My guest today has been the actor Justin Matthew Sargent, who plays the role of Matt in A Sign of the Times. It's playing now through June 2nd at New World Stages, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting telecharge.com. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting in our episode description as well as on our social media posts. But make sure you come out now. Check it out. New World Stages is a wonderful venue, and the show is just butter. It's so good. It's wonderful. Again, the show is A Sign of the Times, playing now through June 2nd. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.